Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you'll go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. You'll find lots of stuff there, articles, whatever's on your mind, whatever you're dealing with, whatever challenge you have. I can pretty just about assure you that I've done an interview or there's an article that I've written or one of my Brain Trust members have written that's there. Just type it into the search engine, and you'll get some options. Maybe even a video, maybe even a book that would help you. And all of that's free, unless you find a book that you want to buy. You have to buy that because they don't give those away. But the articles and the archives, all that's free. And the newsletter, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon. We have not missed an edition since November of 99. Every Sunday afternoon. You get it. It'll get you ready for the week ahead, and it's free right there on the homepage on the right. Just click on that. Just fill in your email address. That doesn't go through me. We have a system that works it out. I don't know that you're subscribed, and if you unsubscribe, I won't know that either. That's not important to me. I just want to help people, and I wanted. And my goal from the beginning is to do it where it doesn't cost you anything. I get that's how the sponsors pay for that. They pay for my freight, so I can give it to you for free. So I want to follow up on the previous segment where I talked about being the CEO futurist of your company. How many times have you heard me recommend to you that the best way to grow as an executive and to grow your business in the process is to identify jobs that you no longer have to do? You were the first one. If you're the founder of a company, almost every job in the company, you did it first, right? I mean, I've got jobs here in my company that I did for years. First, I was the only one who did it. Then I trained an employee to do it. Now they won't let me touch it. they were afraid I'll mess it up, even though I taught them how to do it, right? But now they're doing those things that I no longer have to do, and I was able to promote myself to doing other things, the next new thing that nobody has ever done before. It's called delegation. Delegation is the most powerful management tool, management practice you can have. So, but the biggest job of the CEO as the CEO of your company, the most important job is having as much of an understanding about where the company's going as possible. Tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. It's not a manager's job to know that. A manager's job is to manage what's in front of them, pretty darn close to in front of them, as in what's happening right now, maybe in the next 5 minutes or maybe during the day today. But it's the CEO's futurist job to know what's happening in the future so that the managers will have something to manage when that time comes. And so you've got to be looking in the future. You got to be reading and scanning and triangulating implications. I talked about implications in the last hour. Implications are things that you see happening right now in a group. You'll read an article about one thing, and you'll make a note of that, and that's interesting. You'll watch a video of another thing, maybe unrelated. And then when you've had both of those, you'll say, wait a minute, there's a connection between those two that if I hadn't watched both of them, I wouldn't have seen. And then you'll hear an interview with someone who says something, a quote, or you'll read a book from a thought leader. And now you've got three data points. And see, that's how you triangulate. You can't triangulate with two data points. You can only triangulate with three data points. Because by triangulating, it focuses on a future possibility, a future implication. What happens at the implication, at that intersection, when you triangulate those three points, it creates an implication that you can say, okay, these three things right here, if they converge in the future, it will mean this for my business. Might be good, might not be good. But it will tell you, if nothing else, it'll tell you to start watching. You know what? I don't know if that means something to me, but I think it might. I'm going to start paying attention to that. And so then you'll subscribe to one of those three data points, or all of them. And you'll start following it a little bit more. And now you're becoming a futurist, because you're imagining, you're learning, you're scanning, you're reading, and you're triangulating data points into the future. And if you can do that, and if you can get better at it, it will help you to be ready for when that intersection, when you're at that intersection. When you can triangulate and imagine an intersection, forecast an intersection in the future where things are going to come together and create implications for your business, when you get to that intersection, you can be prepared for that. And that's how you survive good times and bad times. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.